I'm in the car on the way to Park City from Salt Lake City Airport, and I'm riding with one of the most prolific film critics in the world, Eric D. Snyder. How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you. You always describe me that way, and I don't think that's even close to being true.
Well, I like your turn signal action there.
I've done a lot of multitasking while driving. A lot of experience.
So, Eric, how many Sundances will this be for you?
This is number 12. This is my dozenth.
You don't need to yell.
Well, I'm excited. It's my 12th.
Speaking of excitement, what does excite you about this year's festival?
Well, I'll be honest with you. The thing that excites me the most, that I'm most looking forward to, honestly, is hanging out with my friends. It really is. Like, I'm excited to see all these people that I don't get to see very often. A few that I've never met in person who will be here. And people I know from the internet, colleagues and stuff. And I just look forward to hanging out. And I guess there are movies, too. But well, honestly, cool. You can see those movies anywhere.
Yeah, right.
You know?
They'll be at the multiplex next week, probably.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah. I also look forward to that. In fact, I'm doing that right now, Eric.
We are hanging out right now.
We're hanging out right now in the car.
Yeah.
Eating while driving.
Yep. We're driving, we're eating, we're doing a podcast, we're doing everything.
So aside from hanging out with friends, are there any movies in particular that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the the one by
we're still recording it.
The one by Lucky McKee. Is it the woman? Horror film. He's the guy who made May, which is a good horror film several years ago.
Oh yeah.
Looking forward to that. What else am I looking forward to? The Cedar Rapids, is that what it's called?
Yep.
That looks funny.
But that's like a major studio.
Well, yeah, I mean, but yeah.
Yeah.
What else am I looking forward to?
Yeah, I had a chance to leaf through the program on the flight.
Right.
There are a bunch of interesting things. The Elmo documentary looks really good. Documentary about the voice behind Elmo.
Yeah.
There's a documentary about the Green Wave, or the Green Movement, which, not the environmental movement, but the Iranian Revolution, which looks like Waltz for Bashir style, almost.
Interesting.
Except, not animation throughout the whole thing, but, like, they use animation in certain parts of it.
The Iranian Revolution really was one of my favorite revolutions. Really, it was.
It was alright. It was alright.
That was the one that was on Twitter.
Yeah, that's right.
Very exciting.
Right along with the Tunisian Revolution. They should make a movie about that next year.
They should.
The opening night movie, I didn't even know about it until...
What is, they have like three opening night movies. They got
Project
one
Nim.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
About the
talking monkey.
The monkey that they tried to teach how to talk and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Chimpanzee, I think it is. No. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it was a gorilla.
I don't know what the technical thing is. I don't think it's a gorilla.
No?
No. It's one of those cute, it's one of the cute ones.
Was it a chip?
I don't know. But every time you say, like, the wrong type of monkey, someone always corrects people.
It's like between dwarf and midget.
Yeah.
Like, there is a difference, but I don't know what it is.
Little person.
Yeah,
I think is the preferred nomenclature.
Some of them probably prefer, I don't know. But there's a difference between dwarf and midget. Like, physiologically, there's a difference. Those are different conditions.
I'm not, yeah.
It's true.
Same as between monkeys
and apes.
I believe you.
Because I just watched the 1997 film Buddy, starring Rene Russo. Where she plays a rich, crazy woman who has a gorilla for a pet.
Is that the one with Matt LeBlanc?
No, that was... what was the one with Matt LeBlanc called? So that was something else.
They play baseball, right?
Yeah, this is a different monkey movie.
Okay, yeah.
But her main thing that she knows about gorillas and raising them is that they are not monkeys. Don't call them monkeys.
Right, exactly. Otherwise, she'll get really pissed off.
Yeah, based on that, she's able to raise one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that movie played at Sundance.
There's a bunch of movies this year about, like, family relationships and stuff, and people breaking up, and families torn apart because one guy's really angsty.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm really interested. I'm not really interested in that.
I think that's kind of every year, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing every year. So there's a bunch of movies like that. I want to go for, like, the ones that are, like, unique, that you read the description, and you're like, whoa, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, those are the ones to look for.
Yeah. So, I'm wondering if there's anything else we need to... Let's just leave it at that for now. But, Eric, okay. Why don't you tell people This will be the first of many audio blogs. Eric, why don't you tell people how they can find your work on the internet?
Find me at film.com and Cinematical, and on the Twitter is Eric D. Snyder.